Next case, please.
Okay. Our next case this evening is 12,133. Sun Homes is seeking a variance from the separation distance between units for a proposed structure under Section 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Center Avenue, approximately 209 feet northeast of Tanglewood Avenue. The 911 address is 19986 Center Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit Number 3080. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 3.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation distance required between units. And we received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 5 mail returns.
If you could state your name for the record, and do you swear affirm to tell the whole truth and tell the
truth? My name is Rich Shipley, and yes, I do.
Okay. Mr. Shipley, you have the floor.
Good evening, everyone. This is a situation where I had a previous home in place. In this case, the original home was removed. And if I'm not mistaken, this one was from 1967. As noted in my application. And my request is basically to put in a new taxpaying resident in a new home on this lot. I cannot purchase a 12-foot home. They're no longer made. And so 14 feet wide is the slimmest, if you will, manufactured home that I could put in its place.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Ms. McGee, do you have any questions?
Are you going to put any decks or anything?
No, ma'am.
Nothing?
No, ma'am.
It's all it's going to be is a mobile home there?
Yes, ma'am.
They're not going to put an addition on?
We don't.
Not going to come and say, well,
let's put it this
we
way.
Thought we could Sun, put it there?
Sun Homes does not do that when placing a new home for sale. And that new resident who purchases a home through me and Sun Homes, we always inform them that that is not a decision that is made by Sun Homes. That is a decision that if they want to make that request in the future, that they would have to follow the process and come to Sussex County and do their application as anyone would.
Is there a door there that could possibly need stairs?
Well, they'll both, front and back doors will need stairs.
Okay. What
yes.
about the side?
That is the front door. The front door is on the side. Yeah.
Okay. Will it further encroach?
You have the survey there.
Yeah, the survey doesn't
show. The survey
show
shows proposed dwelling, but it does not show.
Correct, and by law, I have to put steps on front and back. So those are, I've never had those surveyed, actually, ever show up on a survey. The standard steps are your standard landing, 2-foot landing, and then the 3 steps down. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and they're to be included. So how wide are those, how much more will they encroach? 3 feet, 4 feet?
Correct. It's 3.5 to 4 feet because it's a 2-foot landing when you step out from the door and then down 3 steps.
That's 4 foot.
That is just right. I'm sorry. It's 3.5 to 4 depending on the manufacturer.
So your variance becomes 7.4 feet.
Okay.
Are you sure the landing's only 2 feet? I think it's 3 by code.
I'm not
we want to make sure we set you up right here.
Yeah, I'm not certain by. Off the top of my head, I should have brought that
with me,
and I apologize. By
building code, you have to have a 3x3.
Yeah. So, yeah. So,
are they cement stairs or custom built stairs?
Custom built.
Okay.
So now you're looking at 3 plus 2, 5.
Mm-hmm.
I assume how many steps?
3 steps.
So that's 6 feet.
Yep. So you've got 6 plus 3.4. So now you're looking at a 9.4.
Well, let's also know that, or let me make note that I don't run the steps out. I run the steps along the side of the
property.
Okay,
so additional 3 feet.
It's 3 feet.
Better go 3.5 because of the rail.
I'm bringing it forward.
Yeah.
So 7 feet.
3.5 or 4.
7 feet.
Yeah.
3.5 to 4 feet.
Why didn't he move this over now?
Well, it's going to encroach the other way.
Yeah, I moved it to where they had a front side larger, which is how the community is set up consistently, and a smaller back side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, he's 20 feet there.
Yeah, so 16. Yeah. So this lot's not real.
So Ms. Cornwell, it looks like, and I'm not the usual Board of Adjustment attorney, I'll give that disclaimer right now, but for manufactured homes, you can encroach up to 4 feet into the 20-foot side yard setback, but if they're requesting a variance, is that 4 feet from the variance? Is that how you all treat it, or is it?
Yeah, we include it all as going from the edge.
Okay, so whatever the board determines, they get a variance for the manufactured home, then they get another 4 feet from that for the steps and landing.
Once there's encroachment, then we include all of it to just make it clear.
Okay. It's one variance that'll go from. For the separation distance, so it'd be separation distance from the edge of the other house on the other lot right. to the edge of the steps.
Right.
And that's the separation distance.
And that's the variance that the board would approve.
Correct.
Okay.
So it's all one, right. one, especially one variance
gotcha.
In that spot.
Okay. And then on the other side, if they don't need a variance, they can still go 4 feet into the 20, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Sorry about that interruption.
No, it's not good stuff.
First floor.
Yeah, right.
Good stuff. Oh, the AC unit? Did you ask about the AC too?
Nope.
Those are actually placed on the back short side of the house, and those are less deep than the steps themselves.
Yeah, but if it's encroaching, it's encroaching. Everything that encroaches independent.
And I'll be honest, that's the first time I've been doing this 3.5 years, and that's the first time I've ever been educated with that information. So that is helpful to me to know. But
if you're talking about one dwelling, it's the maximum encroachment. But if you're talking about individual components, each
right.
one has to have a variance. There, that way it doesn't give you carte blanche for the whole side of the house.
Understood. But yes, sir, I do put HVAC, and the unit does sit on the back side.
Is it packaged or split?
Packaged. It is split.
It's
Thank
split.
You. Yeah.
Okay, then you're going to need another 4 feet. Well, you got approximately 3 feet square for the unit can be.
I thought the variance would just cover the whole side.
I thought so too.
It shouldn't be by components.
Now, normally, well, that's what we're looking at. I mean, you.
So if one is 3.5 feet, and then the other's an extra foot, you do a variance between this and the edge of the HVAC, and then this one to the edge of the steps. Mm-hmm. So there would be two variances on that side okay. in between for the separation distance.
Yeah. yeah. Okay.
Is that something unique to manufactured homes or?
No.
No.
That's on everything.
Because that way you couldn't later come back and just add on to the whole side of the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
He'll give a carte blanche that way and just come in up.
So no, he'd need one in the back. He wouldn't need a variance for the back, would he?
Depends on where he puts it. Are you putting it on the encroached side?
It's on the east side.
Opposite.
So, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you're putting on the side, not the back.
Okay,
it's in the back.
I call it the back because that's where the back door is, so the side.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
It is the side.
Okay. So how much does he need for the HVAC, Mr. Reynolds?
I would allow 4 feet.
Okay.
They are much smaller than the steps themselves, certainly.
True. But
they're about 2.5 to 3 feet now. They get smaller and smaller and more efficient at 2.5 ton.
Until this. But
until that, I'm sorry?
Well, they start small with certain components, and then to gain efficiency, they increase coil size, they get bigger,
and then
they drop back again.
I make certain that they don't have to gain efficiency by getting 2.5 ton. I make sure I don't want those additions going.
Yeah. They also have to have distance between the unit and the building, so I would recommend 4 feet.
All right, so now we need 4 feet for the HVAC.
I'll do that because that's what my line of work.
There you go.
7.4 for the steps.
7.4 for the steps. I'll get these right. Okay. Any further questions?
No.
Okay. Excuse me. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve case 12133, which is including the original variance request for 3.4 feet to locate the mobile home. And we would amend the variance to include 7.4 feet for entrance steps and another 4 feet for the purpose of the HVAC.
Do I have
okay. I got a little bit more here for
right.
you. The need for this variance was created by the uniqueness of the property, and the applicant stated you can no longer purchase a 12-foot mobile wide, and therefore they're doing a 14-foot mobile. It cannot otherwise be developed without this variance. The property cannot be developed without the variance, once again due to the 14 feet. It will not alter the character of the neighborhood, and it is a minimal variance request that will allow the 14-foot mobile home.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 12,133 with the variances that were requested. And it could be the steps.
Steps and HVAC.
I'm sorry?
Steps and HVAC.
Steps and 4-foot HVAC. Yes. Okay, all those in favor of the motion?
Mr. Barber. All right, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears.
Aye for my reasons.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, excuse me, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,133 is approved the 3-foot for the variance of the 4 feet. For 7.4 for your steps, 3.4 for the home.
Thank you.
Okay.